KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have mostly clear skies, some light fog in the low-lying areas. It's 59 degrees. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In the news, the school superintendent has appealed the Iowa Board of Educational Examiners' decision to suspend his state license for 30 days. The attorney for Kevin Elwood told the Daily Nonpareil that the appeal was filed Wednesday in Polk County District Court, that Elwood may continue in his trainer district post during the appeal process. On August the 7th, the board suspended Elwood's license, saying he should not have let his son work unsupervised as a custodian for the district after the son was accused of inappropriate sexual conduct. Elwood was accused of two violations of Iowa code, including failing to make reasonable efforts to protect the health and safety of students. In September of 2013, Elwood's son, Creighton, pleaded guilty to two counts of assault and one count of false imprisonment. Hundreds of workers have lost their jobs at a beef slaughter plant in western Iowa. Gary Michelson, spokesman for Tyson Foods, which is closing a facility in Denison, said Friday was the last day of operations. The decision affects 400 workers, as the cattle numbers in the area have dropped off dramatically.
We're permanently ceasing operations here at Denison due to a continued lack of cattle in the region. We believe it will be better if we are able to align our production capacity with current cattle supplies.
Tyson has operated the plant in Denison since 2001. It was opened by IBP in 1961.
This was a very, very difficult decision, not one that was made lightly, because it affects the lives of our people, their families, this great community that supported us for so many decades, you know, for more than 50 years. However, the reality of the beef business is that it's changed, and we have to continue to change with it to remain successful.
A rendering system at the Denison plant, which employs 20 people, will continue its operations.
The 400 workers affected by the end of beef production here at Denison are being given the opportunity to apply for jobs at other Tyson locations.
Tyson operates 8 beef plants in 6 states. Denison was the only slaughter-only facility.
This plant has a long, rich history in the meat industry. It opened in 1961. It was the first plant operated by Iowa Beef Packers, IBP, a startup company that grew to become one of the world's leading beef processors. And of course, IBP was acquired by Tyson Foods in 2001. So it has a long, rich history, a history of tremendous support from the community of Denison. And that makes this decision all that much more difficult because of the support that we've had from people here in Denison.
Most of the cattle slaughtered at Denison have been purchased from producers who lived closer to Dakota City, Nebraska, where Tyson has a beef packing plant with 4,000 employees. The Council Bluffs Police Department said an accident on Interstate 29 Friday morning resulted in a separate crash moments later. The first accident happened on I-29 at around 7:45 a.m. near mile marker 53 or the 9th Avenue exit. Emergency crews arriving on the scene discovered the driver, 25-year-old Rachel Nelson of Council Bluffs, had been ejected from her 1996 Ford Explorer during the crash. The woman was critically injured. A passenger in the SUV, 23-year-old Lisa Paulson, and Nelson's 2 children were all transported to the Nebraska Medical Center. 2 children were treated and released from the hospital, while Paulson was expected to have been released later. Authorities say Nelson's SUV was behind a 2001 Ford Ranger pickup driven by 41-year-old Dennis Sullivan of Council Bluffs when an aluminum ladder fell out of the pickup. Nelson swerved to avoid the ladder and overcorrected, causing the SUV to slide sideways off the road before it rolled into the ditch to the right. No charges have been filed at this time, and the accident remains under investigation. A second crash near the same area happened about 15 minutes later, or just before 8 a.m. Authorities say several vehicles which had stopped to help at the scene had parked their vehicles on the interstate. Another vehicle struck 2 of the parked vehicles. No injuries were reported in the second crash. Due to the severity of the first accident and the second accident, it was decided to close Interstate 29 southbound temporarily from Interstate 480 eastbound for the safety of persons on the scene and motorists in the area. An investigation by authorities in Montgomery County has resulted in the arrest of a Villisca man on felony forgery charges. 25-year-old Bradley Lee Dumler was arrested at around 11:30 a.m. Friday on 6 Class D felony forgery charges and 6 simple misdemeanor charges of theft in the fifth degree. Dumler was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $5,000 cash-only bond. A traffic stop by deputies in Montgomery County Friday evening resulted in the driver of the vehicle being taken into custody on drug and other charges. 19-year-old Dallas Brady Myers of Emerson was pulled over at around 7:40 p.m. at the corner of East Prospect and North 4th Streets in Red Oak. Myers was subsequently arrested for OWI first offense, drug-related, possession of a controlled substance marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was also cited for failure to have insurance and was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 cash bond. A Red Oak man was arrested early this morning on an alcohol charge. 23-year-old Roland Charles Chapin III was taken into custody at around 12:15 a.m. and charged with public intoxication. Chapin was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $300 bond. The Union County Sheriff's Office reported yesterday the arrest Thursday night of 21-year-old Mariah Jo Love of Lorimore. The woman was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a warrant charging her with second-degree harassment. Love was later released from the Union County Jail on $1,000 bond. And a resident of Afton reported to the sheriff's office late this week that sometime during the night on Thursday, someone had damaged a door and window of a house on Pheasant Avenue. The damage amounted to $700. City leaders in Cumberland earlier this week approved an urban revitalization plan, or URP, for commercial and residential properties located within the corporate limits of the city. Under the URP, if residents in Cumberland have a home that can be defined as dilapidated or in need of energy-efficient and visual improvements, such as new siding or windows, you may be eligible for a tax abatement. The abatement is designed to provide property owners with incentive to improve their property while at the same time making the community of Cumberland more attractive to potential new residents. The abatement agreement will stipulate that there needs to be 20% in the cost of improvements to be assessed value of the property. So if a property is valued at $25,000, 20% of the cost improvements would amount to $5,000. And if you follow through with those improvements, you would be eligible for a 100% tax exemption for those improvements for a period of 5 years. Projects completed between January 1st of this year and January 1st of 2021 are eligible to receive a tax abatement. Applications for the abatement can be picked up at the Cumberland City Hall. The abatement has to be approved by the Cumberland City Council prior to it being sent to the Cass County Assessor's Office. In our funeral announcements this morning, Carol Lupartis, age 96 of Guthrie Center, died August the 7th. Funeral services for Carol Lupartis will be today at 10 o'clock at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Robert W. Martins, age 86 of Walnut, died Wednesday in Omaha. Funeral services for Robert Martins will be today at 10:30 at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Shelby has arrangements. Franklin Leyland, age 90 of Exira, died last Saturday at the Exira Care Center. Celebration of Life Memorial Services for Franklin Leyland will be today at 11 o'clock at the Exira Lutheran Church, with Kessler Funeral Home in Exira in charge of the arrangements. Bruce Simmons, age 71 of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital. A celebration of life service for Bruce Simmons will be on Monday at 10 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic, with Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic in charge of arrangements. And Leon Putnam, age 96 of Griswold, died Thursday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Leon Putnam are pending at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.